Good morning, listener of FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Howard Brodsky, who's the co-CEO with CCA Global and the chairman of the FCIF. Howard, how you doing?
Good, Kemp. Thank you.
Most people know that you're up in New Hampshire, and you've gotten a lot of snow up there lately, haven't you?
Kemp, we have more snow. We'd like to ship some of it down to Georgia or some other places that need some cold things. So, yes, we've had, in some areas, as much as 45 inches in a one-week period.
Yeah, okay. Well, I wanted to talk to you today because there's a really, really spectacular event coming up on the calendar, and we need to raise the awareness of it, and that's on March 21st in New York City. The FCIF, of which you're the chairman, is holding a gala, which only happens about every, 7 or 8 years, right?
Yes, last time we held it, it was almost going to be 8 years that we held it in New York City, and it was a tremendous event, bringing all the real key people in the industry together to honor the Hall of Fame members of the World Floor Covering Association, and also to raise money for the Floor Covering Industry Foundation, which benefits those in great need in our industry that have had catastrophic illnesses.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, let's get that taken care of first. For those that don't know, the FCIF, the Floor Covering Industry Foundation, is, as you say, it's us taking care of our own. It's a fund that I think in the last 27 years has given over $3 million to people who have either had catastrophic illness or unexpected death and have needed some help from the industry, right?
Yeah, it's been a tremendous asset. And really, it's only one of the very few industries, the Actors Guild, has a similar fund, and we're one of the few industries that really have created a foundation to help those people that are in most critical need times in their life. And it has really been a lifesaver financially and emotionally for so many people in our industry that it's very gratifying.
Yeah, and it's a noble cause, but I mean, one of the things I want to point out in this discussion is this is not a meeting. This is not a bunch of executives getting together. This is a fun party.
Right.
It is a black tie event. I'm telling you, all of the leaders in the business are there. And the neat thing about this event versus the golf tournament, which also raises a considerable amount of money every year down at Barnsley Gardens, for this same organization, it's not only the industry leaders, but it's their spouses, and it's a more social setting. I mean, it's first class, right?
Yeah, it is amazingly first class. It's going to be at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel in New York City. Incredible environment, great entertainment, meal, dancing, and it will be a wonderful time to honor those key leaders in our industry. And also, with the World Floor Covering Association hosting the event, it's going to honor the incoming members of the Hall of Fame into the World Floor Covering also this year, which is Keith Campbell, chairman of Mannington, who is joining his father, who was elected into the Hall of Fame, and also Chris Davis, obviously the former president of the World Floor Covering Association. So it's a very significant event.
It is. You know, last 8 years ago, there was a few people, and again, it was a short period of time, but there were a few people that came up on the stage, one of which was your former partner in the business.
Yeah.
And, you know, told a couple of jokes and entertained us. You know, there's a short period of that, but it's mostly just walking around and talking to all the leaders in the business, right?
Yeah, no, it really is just a wonderful social gathering of all the significant players in an environment that is rare in our industry.
Mm-hmm. I remember Bud Sarantine was at the event last time, too, right?
Yes, and we have some amazing people coming. Rick Meyer, the former president, the founder of Carpetland USA, and a lot of the key industry people and former Hall of Fame members are coming to the event. So there'll be some significant players that people have not seen in a long time and also current leaders. It's a rare event that you can get all these luminaries from the industry to come together.
Now, 8 years ago, the event raised over $200,000,
yeah.
And the goal this year is to raise that ante and do even better, right?
That's correct, yeah, because it's such the causes is and the people that the money is given to are so needy that there could be no better event that we could raise money for than to give back to the people in the industry that are really going through the catastrophic illnesses that we all would have a hard time imagining.
And so, again, it's March 21st, and if those people that want to, I mean, I know the Waldorf Astoria has a special rate set aside. I think that you can contact, if you've got any questions about it, need any details about it, you can contact the WFCA, right?
That's correct, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the WFCA is really co-hosting this, and it will be an amazing event that only happens again once every 7 or 8 years.
Yeah. Okay, Howard. Well, I appreciate you helping me spread the word on this. Again, been talking to Howard Brodsky, who again is co-CEO of CCA Global and chairman of the Floor Covering Industry Foundation. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.